Yeah, March is still pretty slow in town. I usually take a little time off in March to go to Alaska Range, go snowmobiling.
Yeah.
And in the past, that was always built around when was my break. And now, I guess it could be built around the weather.
Basically, yeah.
In my recollections, the coldest month at Tulik is March. Right around St. Patrick's Day is the coldest. And I've got the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, I was up there last March. It was bitterly windy days, I remember. Like, I would see on the thermostat, I'd say, oh, it's only zero. And then I'd be out there, and the wind would be 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
never mind.
Well, in my early years at Tulik, it was, the climate was still cold, and we had 60 below for 10 days.
Jeez.
And as low as the, like, our thermometers didn't go that low, but if you took the increment like 30 to 40, 40 to 50,
mm-hmm.
and you put that in, we estimated it was that cold. And then we had some, Patty Sullivan was there doing shrub work, and I remember we took pictures. I'm standing in the winter quarters window. I had the screen out in those years to take care of the pictures in the winter. And I'm taking pictures of them in the shrubs, and it was like, two-man policy was a big thing in those days when it was that cold. And so I think there was only one scientist that came up. It was like, it all depends who you work for, whether or not we enforce that policy. You know, if like Joey's Colin Edgar wants to come up alone, that's okay.
Yeah.
If Brian needs something, that's okay. But anybody else was supposed to be there to come in twos. And so we were watching them, like, and part of it was like watching for frostbite and stuff. But I was watching him out of the window, and we have one where he took a picture of me and I took a picture of him. And anyway, they said that it wasn't, we weren't scientific enough about figuring the thermometer was this much. And so I asked the EDC to buy a thermometer that would go down low enough. And they said it was too much money.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. And so then the scientists are like, well, you know, you have to take something where it has a known freezing point and put it outside and see if it freezes. And they're like alcohol. And so I put a bottle of bourbon out there, and it froze solid. And I took pictures of it, and I brought it in the house and got it out and took it three or four times out, you know, and it kept freezing solid. And so I think it ended up with alcohol or something. We decided that it was minus 84 was the best we could figure. But there was one morning when it was really cold, and we thought, where's the coldest place? And we decided that it was by the sauna, just over the edge of the land on the ice, in the shade in the morning, right at sunup. And so we all went down there, and all the guys took off their shirts, and they each held two thermometers, and I took their pictures. And that was probably the coldest time that I've ever seen up there. I know when they were talking about building the dining hall, and they're like, well, we'll start in March. I'm like, dudes, you don't want to start in March. You don't even want to start in April, really.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I plowed the driveway on May 12th when there was that much in the snow for the food truck to come in because Laura was already there. But it's getting milder and milder.
Yep.
I know in Upper Michigan, they're still picking flowers and still getting new squash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice down there.